Sorry, just preparing. Okay, here goes. Oh dear. Frog in my throat. Apologies. Right. I hope you don't have a free strikes policy, Dr. Blanchard. I know, I'm over 30 minutes late to what should be a concise 40-minute fuck me, I mean appointment. Oh my God, I barely slept a twink. I mean wink. Sorry, Dr. Blanchard. I was on my Honda Cruiser on the way here. Pink leather, she bimbo, motor sister uniform. Going like 78 in a 65 zone. Did you know that six whole cows died to make my butter-soft motorcycle leathers, Ray? I get so much attention wearing them. And there was this amazing buff guy with a camera-wrapped cycle who rode up next to me and he winked and I nearly wiped out. I had to pull off at the next rest stop to smoke. Oh my gosh, I didn't read ahead. Oh, I'm blushing. Okay, sorry. Back in character. I had to pull off at the next rest stop to smoke. I had to pull off at the next rest stop to stroke my pussy at the possibility he could have taken me home and porked me roughly. So yeah, my girl cock is relieved, quite frankly. I had so much pent-up energy swimming in my internal liquids. But my hole is still ravenous, Ray. And the siren song of meta-attraction is calling, more voraciously with every elastated passing minute. I want you to mind what my housemates are gonna hear this. Gosh. I want you to mind wipe me with your cock. Humiliate me into an inkle. I've never heard this word before. Humiliate me into inculcated delicacy. Ride me like a wild horse and don't stop until your balls are fully drained. I need you to fuck me since that first warm Indian summer autumn. Warm Indian summer autumn morning in Toronto when we first met 70 years ago. Also, I am a vampire. Now let's fuck. Okay, Dr. Blanchard, are you finally going to fuck me or what? I really hope nobody heard that. I'm not sure how I'd explain. Like, what possible explanation could there be for that, you know? Let's just hope nobody heard.